We do want to say that we count it a great privilege to be in service for y'all. I could leave after Sunday school and the singing, but we just want to mind the Lord. We got some scripture you'll find in the 17th chapter of Acts. And we just we need your prayers that we get in the hands of the Lord and do what he wants us to do. But in the 16th verse, it says, "Now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idols. Therefore dispute he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons, and in the market daily with them that met with him. Then certain philosophy of encountered him, and some said, 'What will this babbler say?' Others, some, he seemed to be a setter forth of strange gods, because he preaches unto them Jesus and the resurrection. And they took him and brought him into, saying, 'May we know what this new doctrine whereof thou speakest is, for thou bringest certain strange things to our ears, and we would know therefore what these things meant.' For all the Athens and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, 'Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious, for I, as I passed by and beheld your devotion, I found an altar with an inscription to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorant worship. Him declare I unto you, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwells not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with man's hands, as though he needs of anything, sin, he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and has made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the time before appointed and the bounds of their inhabitants, that they should seek the Lord, if happy they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets had said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is likened to gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device. In the times of this ignorant God winked at, but now command all men everywhere to repent, because he had appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained, whereof he has given assurance unto all men, in that he has raised him from the dead. And when they heard the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and some said, 'We hear thee again of this matter.'" Paul was trying to declare, Paul wanted to declare the Lord Jesus Christ. They ain't no other God. He's the one that can heal. He's the one that can save. Even when the doctors I give you that look. God is in God's hands. You look in the cemetery, you look at the book and all this, and there's all kinds of numbers. But when it comes down to the matter of God, we're in God's family. Or you're not in God's family. You're a sheep. Or you're a goat. You're righteous. Or you're unrighteous. There ain't no gray area. There ain't no in between.
God never did anything in a corner. He's not going to do anything in a corner. He's always been up and about. He's always been up and told everybody the truth. From Genesis to Revelation, he told that the devil was a liar from the beginning. And God came to bring life. I think it was Randy who was saying that he nailed all the doctrines and all the things up on the cross. And he wants us to live for him. And the only way we're going to live for him is to get him in ourselves. I was a towel. I always will be a towel, Bohannon. And I garland or whatever. But when I got saved, I become a God. I become in a God's family. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And He's the great I am, and the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, and he's the one that, he's the true vine. He's the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and he's the good shepherd, and he's the only one that we need to fear. Man can destroy this old body. The devil can hinder it and do all manner of things. But it's God. You say, preacher, does he send you to hell? If you overcome the death of and the resurrection and the risen the third day and the love and the long suffering and the comfort and the compassion and all the preached word and the testimonies and all the Spirit of the Lord. If you go past all that, he don't send you to hell, but you by rejecting the Holy Spirit and rejecting God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, he gives you opportunities. These people in this world that don't know they're in this world, they're never going to come to the age of accountability. But all them, a lot of people want to say at 12, because he was in the lawyers and doctors talking to them and asking questions. But there's no age limit. God can save from tiny to 90. But what God is doing, ever since he died on the cross and put in the borrowed tomb and on the third day, he arose forevermore. Never stayed in the tomb. I went in the heart of the earth and preached to the ones that I was looking for the Messiah. They longed for him to come. They was tired of darkness. They was tired of sin. Have you ever got tired of the kind of life you're living? And don't want to bust hell wide open. And want to save, and want to live, and want to be in God's family. Have you ever been that way? God came for a purpose. He come to do away with the works of the devil. And he come to bring life. And he said, I was the light of the world, and when I go away, then you shall be the light of the world. The little children, they sang a song, let this little light shine in my heart. Let it shine all over heaven. Let it shine over Mountain View. Let it shine over Chatsworth, Georgia. You get Jesus in your life, and you won't have to worry about, I know we didn't have a bad hair day. I know some people can't make it without drinking coffee, but you won't have to make them. I won't have to force them to come to church. They'll want to come. They'll want to testify. They'll want to get in the choir. They'll want to hear the priest's word of God. Learn about Jesus. I tell you what, they said, we don't have Sunday school. We don't argue. I tell you what, you look from Genesis to Revelation, he's all true. God. He's the all living God. They said, drain the ocean and fill it up with ink. And this world couldn't contain everything that you would write about Jesus. You know why this is the most sold book? There's life in it. You get a romance book. You get a history book. There ain't no life in it. There's life in the Word of God because they'll tell you if you're wrong, and they'll tell you if you're right. They'll tell you how to live, how to be a husband, how to be a mother, how to be a father, how to be a Christian. They said that coach used to tell them how to be a Green Bayer. John Wooden used to tell them how to be a UCLA, how to dress, how to tie your shoe, and all that. These grown men, you get in God's family, He'll tell you how and when. Sometimes it's no. We teach children no all the time. Sometimes you ain't supposed to stand up. Sometimes you ain't supposed to go to Mountain View and say, preacher, you're telling the pastor, God knows where you need to be. God knows if you need to be here or not. I ain't trying to run you off. Sometimes it may be yes, and sometimes it may be no, but God knows which way to go. He knows where you need to turn, and I'll tell you why. He knows where you need to be. Because the church I'm going to, we don't have deacons. We had a couple meetings, and I think they was afraid. They mentioned two names, and they was afraid to mention another name. And I told them, I said, whatever name you mention, you'll set aside. It's fine and good, but what's God say about it? Who does God want? They told me I lived in Adairsville, worked at the city for 26 years. My wife and daughter, they wanted to move down there with her family. And they said, kept on saying, keep mama happy. I kept on saying, what about the Lord? What about him being happy? They kept on saying, are you going to come? The devil popped on my shoulder and said, tell him you ain't going. I'm just being honest with you. I really wanted to come up this way. There ain't many churches. I'll be honest with you. There ain't many churches. It's not because of the city. I worked there 20-something years. I work at a school system now. 4 or 5 years right now. But I told them, I said, you give me a job and I'll be happy. But I really ain't happy with the churches. Brother Harold went to 20 or 30. They don't worship like us. They believe in premillennium. God had never said he was going to come on this earth and never will. It's not gold and silver. It's not by God's hand that he's going to do this. When revival's coming, it'll have to go through him. If you need another pastor, it's going to go through him. You may not like Randy, you might want somebody else, but it's going to have to go through him. Now I tell you, they tell me all the time, are you living the dream? I just go along with it, but really, it's where God wants you. And I watched this movie, and it's not all about winning. You didn't win every Super Bowl. Falcons ain't going to do it. I'll just be honest with you. Ain't going to do it. But they could win every year. But it ain't all about winning the Super Bowl. It's all about winning souls. I worked at a carpet mill 7 months. Worked at a meatpacking place 9 years. Worked for the city 26 years. It's all about if you can win somebody to somebody. Win somebody to the lost and dying world. It's not all about the number of banks and all them other businesses. It's all about business, all about the numbers. But God is about, you know, there's a religion. It says only 144 is going. You know what John said? There's a number that cannot be numbered, as the sands of the sea and as the stars of the sky. God knows who's going and who ain't, but what the piano says, you still got to pray. You can change his mind. You might be busting hell wide open right now, but we're still in this way. And I tell you what, God sent the word out. He sent the word out. Paul was letting them know it ain't a new Babel thing. It's not a new thing. It's from here, from the foundation of the earth, and it's the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. He changes not. He's never going to change. Adam and Eve, they lived in the garden till they sinned. They died a spiritual death, but then the law, and none of us could keep the law. The only one that could keep it was Jesus Christ. But it pointed us to Christ. And when he came, he wanted to do with all the all the fads and traditions, and he wanted to bring salvation. And whether you know it or not, it might get dark. It might get a little scary out there, how the world is and all this, how powerful. Well, I tell you what, you look in Revelations, I think this 20th chapter, he sent one angel to lock up Satan. One angel. We talk about David, how that he was before the giant and said, am I a dog? But he told the giant, he said, you come with sword and fear, but I came in the name of the Lord, and the Lord delivered the lion and delivered the bear, and he's going to deliver me. He told Gideon over there that you got too many. 22,000 went away home fearful and afraid, and then he still had too many. He said, you go by the creek, and I'll prove them. All them that lap up like this, I went down from 32,000 down to 300. I'm going to tell you, God, if you're any teacher about you, I know 2 + 2 = 4, but God can make it 5. God can make it 6. God can make it whatever it is. He knows. It's not about our statue. It's not about our raiment. It's not about what we eat. It's always been about the Lord Jesus Christ. And sinner friend, he came for you. He came for me. And whether you know or not, Randy could preach every Sunday, or Bruce, or Crafton, or some of these others could preach about heaven every Sunday. And all them that's going would rejoice. And you should too, because that's where your final goal is. He could preach about hell. You'd get tired of it. You look in the Bible and it's more about hell than it is about heaven. You know why? God don't want you to go there. He never, ever wanted you to go there. He don't want nobody to go to that awful, awful place, because it was built for the devil and his angels. It's enlarging every day, because people don't realize it's not no members only. We're not here to make fun of you, poke fun at you. You could be two left feet, stubborn and hard-headed, and God still wants you. My parents, they couldn't understand. Jeff's so quiet at home, opened up at school, and all this, couldn't understand. I had an older sister, 2 years, a younger brother. I tried to fit words in, even in church. I don't always do the right thing. I don't always get up and testify. I don't always sing the song. I don't always obey the Lord. But what you got to understand is God is on the throne. He's not on the cross. He's not in the tomb anymore. He came for all. Red, white, black, purple, polka dotted. He came for all. He knows your situation. And what's so good about the Lord is He knows all about your situation, and He still wants you. He's still dealing with you, and He still wants you to come and get saved. It may not be Mountain View, but I tell you, there's many churches out there. I ain't trying to sway you away from Mountain View. I'm in here many times, but what my point is, it starts off with getting salvation. Then you join the church, get baptized. God will tell you where to go. He's got a work for all of us to do. These clothes don't make me one bit of a preacher. What makes me what I am, it's like Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. It's Him that saved me, a little boy, 14 years old, at an old-fashioned altar at Dry Creek Baptist Church on a Saturday night. 3 years down the road, He called me to preach. I ain't nothing. Never will be anything, but you know what the Lord is? He's proven time and time again how much He loves us, how much He cares for us. He's the rose of Sharon. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright morning star, and He's wonderful. Counselor, the Almighty God. He was there when you was in the womb, and He'll be there when you go to the grave. But what you do after the grave is what you're going to do before the grave. You got to choose. He's done did His part. He's put the ball in your court. He's put the work. It wouldn't have been no effect if the giant would have defeated David. He put the armor on, but he hadn't proved it. He went by the brook and got five smooth stones. Say, preacher wanted to get five. There was other giants. He defeated that giant, but there's other giants in the land. The day that we're living in, the devil is going to keep on and keep on. And he's never going to tell you not to get saved. He's just going to tell you to put it off. You got something to do. Time is running out. I'm ready to leave this church. But what you got to understand is God is on the throne. I make an intercession for you and me, and He can't. Came and declared Jesus. Paul was trying to tell them that gold and silver is going to vanish away. All the material things that you see with these natural eyes, it's going to vanish away one of these days. What you got to understand is you got to have treasures up in heaven. You got to trust in Him. Worship Him. I believe in Him. I live for Him. He nailed on the cross the sins and the iniquity, and all He's asking you to do is live for Him. I tell you, Lord is never going to tell you anything that you can't do. They kept on getting on to me when I was in school. Because I said, I can't do this. I can't do that. Teachers, parents, they finally said, can't do anything. You got to be willing. After I got saved, it gave me some gumption. It gave me something that I could go on, something that I had feelings for. I knew what they were saying about. I knew what a Sunday school teacher was shouting about, and I knew what the preacher was preaching about. It wasn't just his eyes seeing holes through my head and all this. What he is preaching was what I needed. The day that we're living in, God came for a purpose. He came for you. He came for me. He came for every one of us that's lost, backslid, cold and different, don't know where to turn. Them men over there in Nineveh, they couldn't tell you their right hand for their left. They had much cattle, but they had a message over there. Yet in 40 days, Nineveh shall be overthrown. They got in sackcloth and ashes from the king on down to the cattle. I want you to know this is a serious way. It's not just saying doing better. This ain't saying that I'm going to just come one Sunday and that's it. When you commit to the Lord, you're going to change your whole outlook. Inside of you going to be changed. And the outward man will be changed. And God wants to put in you a new man, a new woman, a new person, and change you. Ain't just saying I'm going to do better, but it is doing something about it. We're going to ask you to come get a verse. Paul was declaring that Jesus is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He it's Him that we live and move and have our being. It's because of Him. We're going to ask Brother Andy to come out here. If you need to pray, God is declaring Jesus to you. And I tell you, if we go to work tomorrow, I know it's a holiday, but let's say it wasn't a holiday. It's because of God. It's because of God. If we wake up next morning, if I get back down to High Falls Road, it's because of the Lord. That's what you got to understand. We do all this because of the Lord. The devil could care less. The devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to bring life and bring it more abundantly. We're going to ask you to stand to your feet. You need to pray.